You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thank you for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. We hope you keep Mix 100 turned on all day long. Denver's best mix of music for your workday, hosted by Shannon Steele, right here at Mix 100. Right now, it is time for a trending report. How about them Broncos?
I know. Isn't that cool?
They are undefeated after two games on the road. Beat Jacksonville yesterday. Now they finally get to play a home game this Sunday. And you know what? It's, Jeremy, probably likely another W because they're going up against another not-so-good team.
That's what I hear. So we could be 3-0.
How beautiful for the Broncos that they start with three games against three bad teams.
We'll see what happens after that, huh?
Yeah.
I actually watched a majority of the game yesterday because we signed Reed up for flag football, and they had their first game on Saturday, and they were slaughtered.
Oh.
Because none of them knew really what to do, what was going on. So Nick Knack made him sit down and watch the game and kind of explained how it all works. Mm-hmm. And then we went out afterwards to the field, and I threw some Hail Marys, and my shoulder's sore today.
Yeah. I like the way that his mom was teaching him the game.
She was. I fell asleep in the third quarter.
That's
so
fantastic. Speaking of the Broncos, if they officially go up for sale, we have two former Bronco quarterbacks who might battle it out.
Yeah.
Rumors are circulating that both John Elway and Peyton Manning might be interested in putting together little ownership groups to bid on the Denver Broncos. Yeah. So here's my question for you. Who would you rather have own our Broncos? Would you rather it be Elway or Manning?
Manning.
Why?
He's quite a bit younger, isn't he?
Well,
probably a little more youthful,
quite
a little
bit
more energy, and I just like him better. I know you're not supposed to say that. Elway's like an icon here, but...
Well, I know, but
can
Manning
they go in together?
Elway and Manning. I mean, Manning's an icon, too.
Yeah. I like Bezos.
It's like, who could outbid Jeff Bezos?
I know!
Right? But anyway, so that's interesting. The Rockies lost in Washington yesterday, but I have to give them credit. They actually had a fantastic road trip, and that's the only time we've said that all year. Of course, they wait until the season's only got 2 weeks left in it. But they actually went 7-2 on the road trip. How about that?
How about that?
The good news is they get a day off today. The bad news is the Dodgers come to Coors Field tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then lastly, when I was a kid, I just, the whole thing about the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and the golden ticket, and you know, at the end, spoiler alert, you know, Charlie Buckets wins the Chocolate Factory and there's tears all around. And what does Willy Wonka say to him? Something like, you know, you remember what happened to the man who got everything he wanted? He lived happily ever after. There was a real-life kind of golden ticket situation. This guy who owns the Jelly Belly company has a spare factory. It's not the Jelly Belly factory. It's a different candy factory. And he announced this thing, I guess it was like a year or so ago, that he started almost like a scavenger hunt. He was hiding little tickets in every state, and then he created four-line riddles that would lead hunters to the prize. 1,000 people were allowed to register for each state hunt. The finder was awarded a $5,000 prize, and then the grand prize winner would get the keys to a candy factory in Florida. Guess who won the whole thing? A dude named Andrew Moss from Colorado.
Hey, shout out to Andrew Moss.
He walked into a park and dug up the last little ticket. It was on a... It's like on a... Almost look like dog tags.
Yeah, like bright gold dog tags.
Bright gold dog tag. And they say 35,000 people were busy solving all the riddles and then scouring the country for these golden tickets. Andrew Moss from Colorado won. And now here's the twist. He doesn't want it.
Who would?
He said he doesn't want to move his family to Florida to run the business. He goes, I was just in it for the thrill of the hunt. It sounds like some of the people who win some of the contests we do here.
Sure, just to win it. And then
yeah.
Like, eh.
You know, we might have concert tickets to a certain show that are great tickets, but they're not fans of that artist.
Yeah, I don't like him.
They're like, eh, I don't really want the prize. I just wanted to get the thrill of winning.
You got anything else you give me?
Yeah, we do.
That's
hear
a
that
line,
a lot.
Too.
Yeah. So anyway, what's going to happen now is that he will still win the candy factory. The factory people will buy it back from him and then award it to somebody else.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, everybody ends up a winner.
Yeah. Wonder how much he's going to get for that.
That's what I want to know.
Millions.
Can't be millions. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, what else is trending?
It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day for anybody who cares about pepperoni pizza. Big, greasy slice of pizza. Easy dinner tonight.
I'm not mad about that.
That's all I'm saying. In case you missed it, the Inspiration 4 crew wrapped up their first all-civilian, privately-funded trip to orbit, and they plunged back down to Earth on Saturday, took a little dip in the ocean. Recovery crews reached the spacecraft within minutes. They did a quick inspection on it, and they hooked it up to the Go Searcher support vehicle, I think they called it, so they could tow it back in. Surgeons and technicians were there to make sure the passengers were okay, of course, but they were in really high spirits. I saw the video, waving and smiling. And
it's exciting,
as
man.
As they should be. Yeah, they made it. They did it. And they raised something like $200 million for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So, hells yes. Good job all the way around. In other lame news, the 73rd Primetime Emmy Awards were on last night. Big takeaways, drama series, best drama series, The Crown. Outstanding comedy series, Ted Lasso. Yes. And outstanding limited series, The Queen's Gambit. Also a hearty yes.
Yeah.
A lot of hijinks and stuff went on, too. Some story with Conan O'Brien standing up during a speech or something.
And saluting or something.
Saluting. I don't know. I watched more of the Broncos game than I did of the Emmys. So.
I saw that Jason Sudeikis, I guess, had a really funny line about the guy who was not in his seat.
I didn't see that.
So who was that? I got to look it up now. But supposedly there was somebody that he was giving a shout out to. And, Lorne Michaels, the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And Jason Sudeikis is giving him a little love from the stage. But Lorne Michaels was not in his seat.
Oh.
So Sudeikis said he picked this time to go take a dump is what he said.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's great. The pandemic has disrupted a lot of supply chains, as we've heard, as Dom's been trying to buy a car. The latest item to experience the shortages, Lunchables for your kids' lunch. Parents have been complaining that they're having trouble finding Lunchables for the little lunches over ingredient and labor constraints. And the parent company, Kraft Heinz, says they're trying to work through it. They're working fast and furiously to get your sodium-packed processed meat back on track.
Oh. Long national nightmare.
Oh, please help us out. The Lunchables are gone. Here's some more crap on celebrities. Chris Rock has COVID. Apparently, it's knocking him down. It's taking him for a loop, they said. Yesterday, he actually tweeted out, quote, "Hey, guys, just found out I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this."
Wow.
Get vaccinated. He did get the J&J shot. Back in May, so at least he's protected, but it's still kicking his butt a little bit. And this is a funny story this morning, you know, another nationwide shortage of school bus drivers due to the pandemic. We've talked about this a few times on the show. A lot of the drivers are older, underpaid, they decided it's not worth the risk, they're retiring, they can't get new people to drive the buses, yada, yada, yada. So this is how bad things are. A teacher in Boston said that a school had to hire a party bus to transport kids on a field trip. The bad part, the party bus had stripper poles inside it. It's coming from Jim Myers, he's an English teacher out there, and I guess he was getting all sorts of questions about the poles in the bus. They say, how did this happen? Well, the school didn't have a driver, so they made arrangements with a charter bus, but then that reservation fell through midweek, and they promised the kids a fun day. So what did they do? They went on and just ordered a party bus. And it came showing up, bumping, you know, some Nelly or something. And
this teacher posted a bunch of tweets about the incident.
Yes.
And here's the exchange I like the most. These are high school kids, by the way, which is really perfect. How do you pronounce his name, do you think?
Mayers.
Mr. Mayers asked one student, is that a real stripper pole? Yes, I replied. Huh, the student said. I've never seen one before. Me neither. A likely story.
Sure. So that's kind of a funny story. All right, let's do clickbait. Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Scientists at Purdue have created the world's whitest paint. Now, we mentioned this a few months ago when they were working on it, but now I guess they have an official Guinness record for it.
Wow.
I know. It's the world's whitest paint. It incorporates barium sulfate particles, which are some of my most favorite particles. And I guess it reflects 98.1% of solar radiation. It's really, really white. It's going to be included in the 2022 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records. And from what I'm reading, they really want to get to a point where this like reflects almost 100% of UV rays and solar radiation, so you won't even need air conditioning. It'll reflect that much sun,
great.
And it's that white. So it's really cool. It's a cool article. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.